We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danny Trejo he's one of the greatest guests you'll ever have. He's one of my favorite people. Where he's come from and where he's been and where it's pretty incredible. Anybody you want to talk about, do you have a chance in America to be whatever you want to be? Dude, Danny Trejo is a living, breathing, ass-whippingly good example of how and what you can be if you just decide that's how it's going to go. Anybody who says they can't become is crazy. I mean, dude, Trejo's one of my favorite guys because against odds, I think heavy odds, man. Yeah. Look who he is now. Look where he is now.
Self-made, pick it up and move on.
And yeah. We'll talk about a hard guy, like a genuine hard guy. Like, he must terrify those bastards in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You play a tough guy on the TV. You met Danny Trejo?
Born May 16th in Echo Park, Los Angeles, California. He took a troubled youth, spending time in and out of the California penal system, and turned it into a successful acting career with scene-stealing work in films like Blood In, Blood Out, Desperado, From Dusk Till Dawn, Con Air, The Devil's Rejects, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Badass, Spy Kids, The Machete Movies, and many more. And starting today, you can see him on DVD, on demand and digital platforms in the new movie, Granddaddy Daycare. Please welcome, Danny Trejo.
Hey Danny, how have you been, man?
I've been great, I love that. Troubled youth. I went to San Quentin State Prison. and Folsom.
Right. Hey, we've talked about that. You know, I've been through Folsom. The lieutenant warden carried me through the entire block and through the church and the yard and everything.
Did you feel like a piece of candy?
I tell you what, it'll slam your ass shut. You want to talk about, like, for, you know, he explained to us as he walked in, he goes, we don't negotiate, and if I get down, you get down. If I run, you run with me. And, you know, as you know, there's no guns at that level. We walked through the yard, walked into the church, walked over to the cell, by the showers, walked over to the old where they used to execute people, man. The old, you know, death row. It was an unbelievable experience, man. I can't imagine how hard it was to be in there, Danny.
It's funny because every time I speak in all the prisons, you know, any prison I can speak at, and kind of try to be a motivational speaker. But I try to tell people it doesn't matter where you start, it matters where you end, you know.
That's a fact.
And what are you doing? You know, they ask me, what are you doing now? I said, you know what I'm doing now? You just finished watching me on television.
Well, that's it, you know.
Not exactly. Now, you know, I started working with a lot of autistic children now because my kid's mom, Maeve, she's actually an advocate, and she's like an attorney. Why is it every time they divorce me, they become rich and famous?
Right?
She's an attorney at law, you know what I mean? He works for A&Z Educational Advocates, and they're like, I have a little autistic kid living with me, and that's why we put gluten-free menus in our restaurants, simply because it really helps. It doesn't help, doesn't hurt kids with autism. So, nice. You know, doctors have said they do better without it.
And see, this is why people love you so much, man, because you are, listen, you nobody can ever argue the fact that you're a genuine tough guy. Like, you've grown up, you're a guy's guy, but you got, you know, your heart's in the right place, man. You know what I mean? Like it's... You're one of those guys that people are just drawn to.
I have an assistant, Mario Castillo, right, that I worked with. I actually did a movie in San Quentin called Blood In, Blood Out. And I was an actor. He was like an inmate. You know what I mean? So we started talking.
That's great.
This guy is like, he would not say he was in prison. He was no. I'm renting space here, okay? I have an apartment with a bay view. You know what I mean? I loved his attitude, because that was mine. It was like when I was in Quentin, I would always say, no, they got that wall to keep people away from me. You know what I mean? And it's not to keep me in, it's to keep them out.
Right. So now
he's my assistant. Like, I hired him when he got out of the joint. But that's all we do. All we do is just like, right now he works with nothing but lifers, guys that have come out of prison with life. And they're still in prison. They're in halfway houses, right?
Right.
And so when I'm at the Super Bowl, they have this huge party at my house, right, with about 9, 10 lifers, and then just a lot of friends. They had a better party than I did.
But, man, opening up your house to guys, I mean, listen, to most people, they think, oh, God, you're telling me that these guys have all just recently, these lifers have been released, and you open your doors, and you, I mean, that's a huge amount of trust and a huge amount of belief. And, again, you know what? They need that more than ever. But it's not everybody who's willing to do that, Danny. I mean, most guys, when they get out of the joint, they never want to go back. They never want to talk about it. They definitely don't stay in contact.
That's right. That's why a lot of them go back.
Yep.
It's like you've got to give back. You know, when we come out of the joint and we go back into the neighborhoods, those kids, a lot of them that are on that path, were heroes. Yeah. Oh, wow, he's been to the joint. You got to tell them, hey, Holmes, it's not what you think. It's not what them guys have been telling you, man. It sucks.
Yeah. That's right.
And once you get it in their head, then wait a minute. He's like a righteous OG saying, that ain't the way to go. You know, there ain't no such thing as loyalty. There ain't no such thing as, I'll watch your back. Yeah, I'll watch your back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'll wash your back in the shower.
If you're just joining the show, the great Danny Trejo is with us. If I don't mention this, they're going to punch me in the eye. Granddaddy Daycare comes out today on DVD.
Reno Williams, my pal, it comes out today. You can get it on every avenue there is. I'll send you one out of my trunk. It's a funny movie.
Man, I can't wait.
Some of the funniest stuff I've done.
Dude, I love everything you do. And by the way, out in L.A., every time, make sure you guys, Trejo's Tacos and Trejo's Donuts. I haven't made it to the donut joint yet, but the tacos are fantastic, man. I saw them on the way to the airport.
You're in L.A. Where are you at right now? Where you guys are where? In
Kansas City.
Oh, Kansas City. Kansas City, Kansas?
Yes. The Kansas side.
Kansas City.
come on. Listen, they're giving me the rap. They're yelling at me, Danny. But, man, goddammit, come by the show and hang out sometime when it's longer.
Daddy Daycare.
I will. All right, take care, my friend. Hiya. Jake, you're irritating me and Danny Trejo's friendship. I don't care about the other people.
I know, but they'll just, the dick move is they'll hang up and then we don't get to say bye to Danny. I mean.
But then Danny thinks I'm a butthole.
No, he's sitting there with there's a dude in the other
my
room.
Ass.
There's a dude sitting right there with him because he's in
he's
the
He's not
studio.
Just connected in.
No.
Can you imagine being
studio.
The dude that has to tell Danny Trejo
you're
to
you're
wrap
Danny
it up?
Trejo, dick. You're not telling him dick. He's just a funny. I wish we could get him up to Sturgis, man, to hang with us.
Well, I wish we could have gotten him. I couldn't get him in studio. He was at Planet Comic Con last year, and he didn't fly in until Saturday.
Right.
But at Planet Comic Con, it made me laugh because everybody, like, you know, there's a lot of celebrities there, and people are in line to get an autograph, get a picture, whatever. And everybody's kind of, the line is loose, and everybody's laughing or whatever. And then I look at the Danny Trejo line, and people are ordering.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
Everybody's, they want to meet him, but they're for real. Like,
yeah, and
is
you know
it
what?
My turn? Can I go now? Yeah.
Yes, sir. I bet you nobody gets smart and gets cute with him and goes, yeah. You think you're tough? Yeah, I really do. And you're getting ready to find out how tough I am.
But
and at 74 years old, he was a boxing champion, you know, in the joint.
Yeah.
That's where he learned to do it.
I have to say, I don't even know that Danny would get to you to whip your ass because somebody else online would be like, you pull your shit right now.
You talk to Danny Trejo like that?
Back of the line, bitch.
Yeah, he's still an intimidating dude, too.
Let
me tell you how intimidating Danny Trejo is because I stood there for a while and watched him sign autographs and whatever. And he's got long hair and everything, and he had it out. And then he took it back. Like I would, like mm-hmm. my wife would, to eat dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. He took it back and like put it in a ponytail, put like a little scrunchy thing in or whatever. And it was the most manly thing I've ever seen a dude do.
Yeah.
It looked like he was at prison going, okay, it's fighting time.
Yeah. I don't want to get these stuck on the blood. Yeah, he's something else, man. But you're just drawn to him. Now he's like, I wanted to talk to him about the Dolphin program in Curacao, where they work with the autistic kids.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody.
I know. I'm trying to get him again.
Yeah, well.
Maybe next
time. Wishing one hand.
Maybe you tell him how bad I bully you.
He wouldn't. Danny wouldn't like that.
Danny'd be like, you know what you got to do, go man. For it. You got to stab him.
You got to stick him in the neck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.